The first coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Archie Miller. Indiana is the number 6 seed in the upcoming tournament and plays on Thursday against the winner of number 11 Minnesota versus number 14 Rutgers. Coach Miller, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Fine, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Could you just please start us off with a brief opening statement before we get to questions?
Well, after finishing my Friday night finale against Ohio State at home, which was an unbelievable game to be a part of, just a really, really competitive with two teams playing, extremely hard and trying to get the most out of it. But after finishing the regular season, taking some inventory and looking at our team, we've really improved over the last month and a half, especially in February. And I think our staff and our kids continue to work at it the right way. Very proud of that. And, we go to New York excited to play. And it should be exciting. Should be fun. Interesting with New York City. Obviously, playing in Madison Square Garden will be something that everyone will remember. And, that's the next challenge for us, is to get ourselves ready to go for regardless of who we play.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now get to questions.
To ask Coach Miller a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Archie, I'm wondering, looking back on the season, I'm writing something about Database Diop, and both times you guys played Ohio State, I know he scored some points on you, but you guys really made it rough on him. Is there anything you can share about how you approached trying to defend him when he's having the season that he's had?
Well, first and foremost, he's had an incredible season, and he's a terrific player. I think one of the things that about him that's very unique is his length. And when you add in the ability from either three, the mid-range, or even in the post, he has a unique ability to hurt you at all levels depending on how you guard it. I think when he's on and he's clicking offensively, there's not much you can do. He's one of those unique guys that can really, just to be honest with you, raise up and shoot over top of you anytime you want. For us, we tried to make different guys guard him. I think at the end of the day, pushing him away from the basket as much as possible and trying to get him to face up, make things tough for him too. But he's a unique cover. They do a great job in the way they use him. And to me, he's one of the better offensive players in all of college basketball.
Well, it seemed like to me Mick Roberts maybe was especially effective at defending him. Is there something about the way he plays defense that enabled him to have success? Or I guess, do you agree with that viewpoint that he seemed to have maybe the most success stopping Kata?
Well, and us playing him, we felt Zach being a longer, bigger perimeter defender may have a better chance against him, just because so much of what he does isn't back to the basket. He's not beating you up or, so to speak, pounding you at the rim. He's so much more facing. He's a guard, but he's very, very big. And Zach's probably our best perimeter defender in terms of length and size. I thought Zach did a really good job on him maybe for two games, whether that he was perfect or he's going to be able to shut him out by any stretch of imagination. But I thought Zach, obviously has a competitive spirit, plays very, very hard, and, to the best of his ability, just tried to do what we asked him to do.
And our next question comes from the line of Mike Miller, Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Archie. As far as Justin goes these last couple weeks, I mean, what went into getting him to play more aggressive around the rim? I mean, was there a point maybe where you saw it start to click for him as far as understanding how he's got to play in the paint or just how he's got to go to the rim?
I think experience as the season's gone, I think, just in terms of learning from our staff and the things that we preach about him, a lot of the things that we talked to Justin about are forced. He's such a gifted athlete, and things are so easy for him at times. You want him to maximize the explosiveness, the finishing power, the toughness on drives. And it's just been one of those things you just try to kind of keep hammering the nail down to get as much out of him and keep improving him and working with him in practice and doing some of those things. But I think like all players, you have to get in the game, and at some level you experience some success and you say, wow, maybe I can do this a little bit better. Maybe if I try this a little bit harder, the next one will go in. And I think he's been, you know, sort of, in my opinion, a work in progress in terms of his finishing ability. You give him so much credit for his athleticism, but in all reality, the one thing is, you know, how many easy ones did you let up on? But I think, in my opinion, as he's finished, especially in his last four games, he's had a lot more of an explosive punch. He's been a guy that's been much more aggressive with the ball. You can see his first step in the power and just some of the drives he even had against Ohio State where he's going against older players. They were pretty impressive, and I think it's something to build on.
And your next question comes from the line of Dylan Sin, the Journal-Gazette newspaper.
Hi, Archie. Thanks for taking my question. I was just wondering, obviously, if you win your first game, you'll play Purdue in the quarterfinals. Is that something you thought at all about, or is all your focus on the winner of Wednesday's game?
I'll be honest with you, none of that has ever crossed my mind. I mean, yesterday was the last day of the regular season for the league, so we really didn't really have any really real understanding. The thought process for us is obviously get ourselves back into a groove here practice-wise for a couple of days and then obviously get ourselves situated in New York to prepare. You want to play well, you want to advance. Also, what happens in the Big Ten tournament, I think the regular season has provided a platform for, you know, maybe one of the more competitive conference tournaments that's going to be on front stage here coming up this week. But, no, I haven't paid any attention to anything other than getting ready for that tournament and hopefully having an opportunity to play well in that one.
We have time for one final question.
And your next question comes from the line of Adam Jarity, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Archie, I'm just curious, and obviously you're focused on your team and what you have right ahead of yourself, but when your brother is going through what he's going through right now, does that factor in to your consciousness? Do you reach out to him? Do you guys talk, or do you just kind of have to focus on what you're doing and hope that he's handling his stuff?
Well, when it comes to my brother, and then I think like most people, we'll probably say that comes down to your family. It has nothing to do with basketball at this moment, and you know, I'll stick to that and kind of be supportive. But, yeah, I talk to my brother, and I try to be there for him like any other brother would probably do, or sister or son or whatever it may be. It's obviously a very tough situation. We'll see how it all plays out. But when it comes to basketball right now, that's not really on my mind when we talk about that.
Coach, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.